We bring the boom. That's what we do. Welcome to Second Take. Let's go. Episode boom. All right.
Well, welcome in. It's just me and Levi today. No guests.
Yep. Thought about trying to get a last minute guy. I just couldn't do it. But yeah.
We'll get one. We'll get one for you guys.
Next week.
Maybe
next week. Mexico will be hard.
Okay, we'll kick right in. We'll go to top five snacks. We're going to go draft edition in honor of the Costco guys here.
You want to start off?
Oh, that's a tough one.
You're 1-1.
My number one draft pick on snack.
Are we doing this snake style? Because we just going 1-1, then you go 2-2. Or is it 1-1-2?
We can do snake.
Yeah, snake works, yeah.
All right. I say number one is an extra toasty Cheez-It. Mm. And I'm thinking like box snacks. Like
that, I agree.
Yeah.
That's a good snack. W snack.
It's always there for you, you know. It's consistent.
Yeah. I think my 1-1's Goldfish.
Okay, that's fair.
And then those like white little those little donuts that come in the white ones, those little
tiny donuts. Yeah,
the Hostel or whatever.
Hostess
white donut thing.
Yeah.
Those are fire.
They're great.
They just melt in your mouth.
There's like a Quick Trip. Like, what are we classifying as snacks here? This is...
Dude, just do whatever.
A maple Long John.
Oh, yes.
That's...
Wait, hold up. Before we keep going.
Oh, we didn't even snake it.
Yeah, we did. I went 1-2.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, yeah. Maple Long John. Oh. This is tough. Scooby snacks.
Mm. So yours is, what you have right now is?
Cheez-Its.
Extra
toasty.
And then you have, what was your other one?
A maple Long John. Mm. And the Scooby snacks.
Quick Trip breakfast pizza.
How is that a snack?
Bro, it's only like 5,000 or 500 calories, bro.
You got one more.
What was your third one?
Scooby snacks. I'm thinking packaged snacks here.
All right, I'll go back to that after, but I'm counting the cute Quick Trip breakfast pizza. I've heard that... what's it called? Breakfast pizza is better. Casey's.
That is a terrible take.
A lot of people have said that to me. And I don't know because I haven't had enough. I've had Casey's breakfast pizza like once and it was like, it's been sitting in there for a while. Like I need it fresh to really know if it's good or not. And then my four, I think I'll have to go. Normal Cheez-Its.
That's a classic.
Yeah. Can never go wrong with it.
So I'm on my fourth here.
You're on your four and your five, yeah.
So I think four, I have to go Chex Mix, but it has to be like my mom's homemade. Like if you had homemade Chex Mix, like Mr. Wolf's.
Does he make some good Chex Mix?
Yeah, he makes some good
Chex Mix. We need to get him on the pod.
That's a good idea.
We haven't even thought about that one. Okay.
Number five. Ooh. You know, sometimes, every once in a while, a good Kit Kat.
Mm. Dude, I love me some Kit Kats. I think, going off your Kit Kat, I think I'll go Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
That's a good one.
All right. So mine are Goldfish, Hostess, Donuts, QT Breakfast Pizza, Cheez-Its, and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And yours are Cheez-It. Extra crispy, is that what it's called?
Extra toasty.
I've actually never had those.
They're really good.
Maple Long John, which also
that's
not
borderline.
Really a snack.
But you went for the donuts. I think
breakfast,
first. You broke
breakfast pizza is more of a snack than a Long John.
That, whoa.
100%.
That, no. What?
If you think about it, bro, and the Hostess donuts, those are different because they, like, those you can just pop in your mouth and eat them at a ton. Like,
well, yeah, you just get a Long John is just like, it's the same length as a pack of donuts, but it's not individual donuts.
Yeah, but, and honestly, we should have come up with our boundaries beforehand. Yeah. But I think usually a snack is something each, like, item you can eat in one bite. Like, I can eat, obviously, you can do Cheez-Its in multiple and Goldfish in multiple, but, like, I can't, I've tried to eat a whole maple Long John in one bite. I can't do it. I was close.
You proceed to say breakfast pizza.
Yes. No, it's a stretch. Both of them are a stretch. Fact.
I need you guys to leave your comments. I'm pretty sure you can leave comments in Spotify or on the TikTok. We're going to post this.
Yeah. Maybe we can get a poll on someone's story, a TA Friday story.
Yeah, maybe.
Who has the better top five snacks?
And we need a separate question for which is more of a snack, a Long John or a piece of pizza.
Yeah. It's a great idea.
All right. We're going to move into our next segment here.
All right, we're just going to go. Oh, what just happened? Oh, my gosh. What was that? All right, we're going to college football.
We had some technical difficulties. Bear with us there.
Yep. We're trying to figure this thing out a little bit with our new mixer. All right, UT versus Michigan. What's your thoughts?
Texas, Michigan. I knew that game was going to be a blowout. That's why I put it on there.
Yeah, me too. I really wanted Michigan to win, though, because I hate Texas.
I do, too, but, you know, I don't really care anymore because Michigan is just terrible now.
True, true. But I want Texas to be terrible, like really bad.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't understand. What ranking? Have rankings came out yet?
They're three.
I don't think they're three.
I saw the coaches poll today. They were three in the coaches poll.
Yeah. I don't think they should be at three.
Michigan, even being in the top 25 right now.
Are they still in the top 25?
They're like 17. Maybe 15, 17, something like that.
That's crazy.
It's something absurd. I don't see Michigan playing for a title game this year. Personally, not a title, conference championship.
Oh, they're two in the AP top 25.
The AP, okay.
They're two. And then Michigan isn't in the top. Oh, yeah, they're 17. K-State moved up to 14.
14, yep. And that'll kick us right into our segment. K-State Tulane. I don't.
This was a pain in the butt because DirecTV and ESPN are in a fight right now. They need to get that figured out. So I couldn't watch the game.
Both of us were on the radio. Yeah. I was working.
I was sitting in my living room listening to it on full volume. But from what I heard, I should have watched the highlights, but it seemed like it was a close game, and it came all the way down to the end. And
our defense sucked.
Yes. They were throwing all over. I kept checking the game cast. It was bad for the. They just kept scoring these long like passes.
Yeah, it was. There were just gaps in our secondary.
It was atrocious.
But VJ Payne did clutch. I will be buying his jersey actually right after this podcast ends. I was talking about buying one, and he had that.
Sorry,
pick.
My bad.
He had that pick, and so I got to support him. One of the best players we have on our defense right now, other than Keegan Johnson.
Yeah, I think what if you look at the stats, Giddens leads rushing and receiving yards.
He had a
for
good
this
game.
Game.
He had
a pretty good game. I'm glad to see Dylan Edwards. It took him a while for him to get in again. He got a touchdown.
He had some good runs too.
He had some good runs later on. Avery Johnson had some good runs.
The offensive coordinator, I'm gonna call him out right now. All right, he needs to let Avery Johnson go free because I'm tired of hearing about these screen passes. We're losing yards. Bro, let that man throw the ball. All right, he missed Sterling Lockett. That's just a small mistake. Let that man just throw the ball. Let him run. Let him throw. Let him cook.
Yeah. This game scared me a little bit. I was really hoping.
We broke the Tulane curse, though.
Yeah, have they been beating us?
They beat us, but like they did beat us the year we won the Big 12, so I was like,
So maybe you wanted them to beat us. Like, if they beat us, we win the Big 12. Yeah, that's crazy. But overall, just a good close game.
Yeah, I'm going
to... All the way to the end. It was a good game if you were watching it from that outside perspective, knowing nothing about either teams. Like, it's just a fun game. But it sucks when you think you should blow out this team.
Well, no, I think that, like, I think it's more entertaining for a person that knows K-State football and knows Tulane football, because we matched up against Tulane.
Yeah.
Like, they're a good team. They've won their conference.
I don't know.
They... 2 years ago, the year they won the Big 12, or we won the Big 12, they went on to win a pretty big bowl game. So, I mean, they're not a bad team.
No, and they pride themselves on their defense. Their defense didn't play very well this game, but their offense was going crazy. But that's all I heard when I was listening to the radios.
Unsung hero, Will, if you're listening, Will Swanson. I appreciate you for that catch.
I thought you were going to go with Will Saunders. But
No, Will Swanson here. Everett Johnson kind of threw a trashy pass, and he clutched in the end zone.
Oh, yeah. That was a good catch.
Yep.
Didn't see it, but I heard it.
Second TD of his career. Very, very clutch one.
Yeah. I think Avery Johnson had a not a good game. He didn't have a terrible game. It just wasn't.
I'm saying they need to let him. They need to cut the chain off, but they've got him on a little leash.
Yeah. If Kleiman was still there, it'd be...
Or Klein. Colin Klein.
Colin Klein. Sorry, I'm mixing people up. If Colin Klein was still there, I think it'd be
different.
Better.
Yeah. But he didn't want to play Avery last year, so...
Yeah. Well, I mean, at the beginning of the season, Will Howard was the guy.
Will Howard drank too many beers in the offseason and screwed us over. Now he's cooking up at Ohio State because he has something to prove now.
Yeah, I mean, Will Howard's still good.
Yeah, he's still good.
He has a better team. I mean, frankly, Ohio usually puts together a great team, and K-State's still trying to build their program to be the best.
Yeah.
But they've had a good team for a while now, so.
Yeah, and we'll touch on Notre Dame, Northern Illinois. Probably if we had Mr. Mott on today or Mr. Harper, we'd probably hear a rage fit.
Yeah, no, go Northern Illinois, bro. Their head coach coming in clutch, bro. He was telling them all week, it's not luck. We don't need luck.
Just play your best.
And they didn't, and they won. $4 million to come lose, or to they paid Northern Illinois to lose to beat them. That's crazy.
Free money for the program, baby.
For real.
We got Iowa State, Iowa.
Wait, let's look at a couple things here.
Okay,
first.
Okay.
I mean,
hey, while you're looking it up, I'll talk about that Iowa State, Iowa game super quick. What were we doing? Iowa, all right? If I'm correct, y'all were winning this game, and then you just choked. Yeah, y'all were up, what, in the fourth
quarter? Yeah, they were projected to win the whole game until about the 40 seconds till the end of the game.
What did y'all do?
They just sold. I mean, frankly, they're cooked.
Dude, and they pride themselves on defense, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, they played Tennessee last year in the Citrus Bowl. That was a trash game, bro. Iowa is mad overrated, though. I can't lie.
Yeah, definitely. Can we go back to Notre Dame for a second?
Go ahead.
How the heck do you go from being Texas A&M in their own stadium to losing to Northern Illinois at home? That is the most absurd thing I've ever heard. What is going through your mind? I understand the whole Northern Illinois, they played better than Notre Dame, and everybody did their job.
But y'all need to do it better.
Notre Dame has the easiest schedule in the whole college, in all of college football. How are they losing to Northern Illinois? What the heck? They should not be ranked.
No, unrank them immediately. All right. If y'all did your job, Northern Illinois could play the best football game they've ever played. And if y'all just...
How are they still ranked? I'm sorry. Notre Dame is still ranked 18th.
It's that win against...
Against Texas A&M. Yeah. Maybe Texas A&M's trash.
Yeah, maybe they're just maybe fraudulent.
Maybe Northern Illinois would have blown them out. Yeah, that's not happening. But
speaking of little bit of a boat race game, got Nebraska, Colorado. I don't like either of these teams. I can't stand Nebraska for what they did to K-State way back when. And Colorado, I just can't stand because I cannot stand Coach Prime.
I'm glad Nebraska won, frankly.
Thank you.
They got their get back from last year when they got kind of – they lost by, I think, like 10-ish, maybe more to Colorado. But go Mr. Mueller, bro. If you had Mr. Mueller's.
Mr. Mueller, if you're listening, we'd love to have you on. We can talk Nebraska.
That's an exciting win. I talked to him beforehand, and he was like, yeah, I'm not all on the hype or anything. Like, I'm not, like, saying we're going to win, but I think he thinks they could. I don't know what he thought, if they could or not yet. They could, but they did it. They pulled it off.
I'll be the first to say. Actually, I said it last week. Colorado's fraudulent.
They're just as good as they were last year, and they were trash last year. Worse. They might be worse.
Dude,
Nebraska's better, though. Nebraska is way better than they were
last
year.
That is true. Colorado, they over-recruited their offensive line, and they left their D-line just wide open. Their defense is terrible, other than Travis Hunter, but he's one of 11 players on the field. You throw away from him, you're good.
Yeah. I mean, Nebraska's quarterback, he's been balling out. I mean, we talked about last
I can't week. Stand him. Oh, dude. He is the Jason Tatum of college football. He wants to be anyone but himself. He imitates Mahomes' pregame stuff.
Does he really?
What are we doing? Like when Mahomes runs down towards the end zone jumps. Yeah.
He just did that because everyone was calling him Mahomes. Did he do this last week too, though?
No.
He just did it because he saw the stuff where people were like, exactly. It's Mahomes. And Mahomes commented on it and said, that's my little cousin. But, yeah, frankly, Nebraska, good job, good W for you guys.
Proud of you guys.
I'm proud of you guys. You completely turned it around from last year and the year before that and the year before that and so on. I think, could Nebraska be ranked by the end of the year?
It's possible. I mean, it is the Big Ten.
I mean, do they play Michigan this year? I think if they play Michigan, they win.
They can beat Michigan. They can beat,
They can beat Illinois. They cannot beat Ohio State.
No, that's. I see that. Frankly, that could be a championship game.
What?
A Big Ten championship game.
Nebraska,
Ohio State.
I mean, USC. They play USC.
Oh, USC's
in the Big Ten.
Yeah, the Pac-12. No, but, never mind.
Yeah, they're
forgot,
not going to be.
Forgot what I said.
But they could still be ranked 25th or somewhere in the low.
Like 22, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, yeah. They're not beating Ohio State and they're not beating USC. All these other teams I look at and I think they can beat them. I don't know if they can beat. I don't know. I mean, Illinois, can they beat Illinois?
Yeah, we'll go right into that right now. Kansas, Illinois. That game last night, that was hilarious. KU, what was going on? Dude, Jalen Daniels is back, baby. Three picks? Are we doing?
If he doesn't throw those three picks, they win the game by a lance. They blow him out, frankly.
Yeah, like,
but... Yes.
KU fans this whole offseason have been talking him up like saying like he's fine if he gets healthy, they beat K-State. They have a chance at the Big 12 conference championship game. You saw yesterday, that's not going to be the case. They are not going to go to a conference championship. If your QB that you've trusted this whole time, which he, quite frankly, he might get hurt again. If you trust the process with him like Joel Embiid, as you can see, no championships. No championships for the 76ers. I don't see anything soon for KU.
Yeah, frankly, if you, yeah, the KU, dude, what is going on? What just happened?
I don't know, guys.
But frankly, KU sold. Jalen Daniels sold, not KU. I think, like, honest opinion, like, leaving out K-State, KU rivalry. Leaving that out entirely. Okay. I think that they're just... I think they'll be good. They're definitely better than last year. Jalen Daniels is still a good quarterback. Just those three picks just sold him entirely. And I think Illinois, I don't know. I'm trying to get up some stats on my computer right now. But it's bugging out for some reason every time I click on KU. Maybe my computer might be a K-State fan. That's a good thing. Okay. And my computer might be cooked. I'm trying to get this up. Oh my gosh. Dear Cox customer. I'm not even a Cox customer. What the heck? Let's move on to Tennessee versus North Colorado versus NC State. Oh my gosh, I'm cooked. My bad. NC State got cooked, frankly. I mean, you could see it coming from a mile away. Tennessee is a good team, and they'll be a good team. They'll continue to be a good team this year, but NC State sold. They're not a football school. But, yeah. Sorry about that. We had some technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. We're back.
All right. Jalen Daniels. I started in going on and talking about the next game, but we can go back and talk about this because I got my computer fixed a little bit. He didn't have a bad game until he threw, except for the fact that he threw three interceptions.
One of them being a pick six.
Yeah. And that's why they lost, frankly. But if he doesn't throw those three picks, they win easily. But, yeah, we can move on.
I mean, to hold KU to a KU team that won, what, 43-0 the first game against mm-hmm. Lindenwood?
I think something like that.
I mean, to hold him to 17 points. That seems to be a pretty solid defense. Yeah. Obviously, they forced three turnovers.
I mean, Illinois could be better this year.
We don't know. We'll flip to the opposite of that tight game that was the KU-Illinois game. Go to Tennessee-NC State.
Yeah,
my cousin's podcast. He had some friends picking NC State winning this game, and I was like, you guys are crazy. I mean, they're from Raleigh, so I get it.
51-10 is crazy. But
you knew.
Yeah, no, you knew coming into it.
Yeah, easily. Like, Tennessee is just the way better team. We saw NC State struggle opening week. They almost lost.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a huge headline going on. It was a Thursday night game, I think. And they almost choked their season opener in Raleigh. And then Tennessee plays them again at the Duke's Mayo Classic, something like that.
They're not really a football school.
Nah, DJ Burns.
Last year was his last year, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's unfortunate. I wish we could talk about him in March Madness again. I love DJ Burns. Yeah, but he balled out. No, but Tennessee cooked him. Doesn't surprise. Who surprised? Nobody except for the guys on your cousin's
podcast. Intentional grounding. We'll shout him out right now. Intentional grounding podcast.
Yeah. But
Tennessee is a national championship contender. They're making the playoff, this new 12-team playoff, easily.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, they moved up number 7 coaches, AP poll, I mean.
Yeah.
solid, solid team this year. New quarterback. Kept some offensive threats. Kept some of their defense as well. They're always solid. I haven't paid much attention to them this year, but they haven't been bad for a long time.
Yeah. Do we want to move on to?
Yeah.
DJ Ugalali.
DJ Ugabooga. All right. The FSU quarterback. Safe to say, he is terrible. Get him making burgers at McDonald's. This man should not be anywhere near a football field. He cost FSU against Georgia Tech, and he cost them again against Boston College. He's atrocious.
Yeah. His completion rate so far this season is 58%. His completion rate against Memphis. Wait a minute. I'm looking at the right thing. Yeah. That's next week.
They play next week. They already have a bye week.
Well, that's because they played
Monday.
They played the first game of the season in a different country. Weird.
I'm going to that one next year, I think. It's K-State, Iowa State, and Ireland.
You're going to go?
I think so.
That'll be fun. I'm going to try to go to the K-State, Oklahoma State game.
Where is that?
It's in Manhattan, this the 28th.
Yeah, I was going to go to the Arizona one, but I got a freaking ACT on Saturday morning.
Gosh dang it, so do I. Sorry, Mr. Clausen. That's why we're not going to be at the choir thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Levi, do you really want to be the choir thing?
No comment. I don't know what it is. So. All right. We're going to move into something else. All right, we're going to talk about some just random topics before we move into the NFL. Chase Bank glitch.
That was recent as of, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, about
1 or 2 weeks ago. So, basically, the rundown is these guys were basically committing check fraud on their accounts, and it was letting them withdraw more than what they had on their at the ATM. I saw a dude crying because he withdrew $80,000. And so Chase responded and they put negative $80,000 as his account balance.
Yeah, writing a check in your own name and then turning it into the ATM, that's not a glitch. That's called fraud. That's check fraud. It's literally check fraud. This isn't GTA 5, guys, or GTA 6 whenever that comes out. Did it already? I don't know.
No.
But come on, guys. Let's be serious here. They're idiots.
Stupid.
Yeah. Did you see the photo? The funniest photo is the one with all the people like lined up outside the ATM. Yes. Of the like Chase Bank ATM. There's a lot of photos of that. And then there's the people on TikTok crying because they have negative $900 million in their and they're checking.
Like, guys, do you really think that you can just get free money? Like, it doesn't work like that.
It doesn't. I mean, and think about it. If someone sees one day you're living off $50,000 a year, and then the next day
you have
an $80,000 car just sitting in your driveway, that's a little suspicious too. Let's not be dumb here.
Like, are we selling or are we Chase Bank glitching?
Yeah.
Move into another controversial topic here. Quarter pounder with cheese or a Big Mac? Levi, tell us the answer.
All right, here's the problem. Quarter pounder with cheese.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, all day.
Thank you, thank you. McCain, this is aimed right at you. This is aimed at you and Charlie Carlson.
And we know, McCain, you listen to this whole thing because you'll be telling me about it. Yeah, for me personally, I'm kind of picky. That's why I don't like the Big Mac, but what's your reasoning?
It's more beef.
Is it?
I just think so. I mean, I don't want freaking three times the amount of bun than I do get for a patty. Like, give me a quarter pounder with cheese. Give me those.
Triple quarter pounder. Yeah, no, whatever.
Give me the sliced onions, not the diced onions, mm-hmm. but like the sliced ones.
Do they put sliced on the...
Yeah. And then you do get some pickles, some ketchup, no mustard. Mustard's for ops.
Yeah.
It's elite. It's unbeatable. Big Mac is far, far worse than a quarter pounder with cheese.
Is Wendy's burgers, are they... I personally think they're better than McDonald's burgers by a long shot.
Short answer, no. The price point is atrocious.
That is a true statement. But they taste so much better.
I think it's just my...
Get that Baconator, bro. Oh, my gosh.
I think it's just my Wendy's, though.
Wendy's might have a... they have terrible service, I'm not going to lie. But
oh, my. It's awful.
Their service is atrocious. There are some of them in Wichita that are not terrible, but I don't know which ones they are, and they're not consistently not terrible.
The one on Andover is terrible.
Yes.
That one's awful. The one in Greenwich Place is pretty good. I haven't had an issue with it.
Yeah. Most of them are bad, though.
Yeah.
The workers there are slow. They're understaffed, so it takes them forever to make the food. But, dude, I feel like the Baconator's better.
When the 4 for $4 was in its prime, that was a place to be.
Yeah.
And I can't lie, their nuggets are far superior to McDonald's.
McDonald's nuggets are trash. If you don't have sauce with them,
they're dry.
They're just not even nuggets. It's disgusting, frankly. I'll eat them anyways, but let's be real here, guys. But no, Taco Bell, dude.
I haven't had Taco Bell in a long time.
Just a normal taco there, bro. I can down some of those.
See, I'll go back to Wendy's for a second. Sometimes, you know, it's a family thing. The chili sometimes.
I don't eat that much chili, but I have heard the chili is really good.
I have downed some Wendy's chili in my lifetime.
Yeah. Dude, Baja Blast might be the greatest thing.
The Baja Blast gelato?
Yeah.
And we're going to spin into our next segment.
All right, let's go into the NFL. There's a lot to talk about. Let's start off with something
semi-funny.
Chiefsaholic.
The guy that famously dressed up
as a wolf came to every Chiefs game for a while and then got arrested.
Wore the same suit to a bank
in which he robbed. Yeah. He got 17 and a half years.
We won't be seeing a lot of Chiefs games.
I think Mahomes will be out of his prime by then.
The Chiefs era is going to be over.
Yeah.
Taylor and Kelsey are going to be long gone.
Have a million babies.
No, I think she's not capable of marrying anyone. She'll just...
You think she's infertile? Should we talk about this? Never mind. Never mind. Cut that.
Yeah, to swing back to that, she's incapable of marrying anyone. She will write two albums on Travis Kelce, one coming in 2026 and one coming in 2029. I will predict that. But we will be shipped off to war, World War III.
And we'll be listening, and that's what they will be playing because the girls will be drafted too because equal rights.
Yep, we'll see y'all in the trenches.
Yeah. Chiefsaholic.
We'll jump from like, it'd be like Drake and then like some like British drill.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just jumps to Taylor Swift.
Singing about Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce.
Speaking of Drake, Kendrick Lamar, the famous, you know, the beef they had. Kendrick Lamar just put him away by announcing he's performing at the Super Bowl.
Oh, it's already getting annoying because I was watching the Steelers game, and it went to an ad.
They made an edit in the middle of the game.
They not like us.
of TJ Watt and a bunch of the Falcons people and whoever it was. That was so funny.
Getting out of hand already.
Yeah, they did that way before. I think it was announced this morning. But that was funny. I enjoyed that. The only person that's not like any of the others is TJ Watt, frankly. He's just better.
I'm going to go off script here. What is with the trend of Catholic kickers? Like the two best kickers in the league.
Is Justin Tucker Catholic?
Mm-hmm. There's a video of him singing in a Catholic choir he got a solo.
When he's little or like recently? No, like
recently.
That's hilarious. I mean,
maybe Catholics just breed kickers. Like
maybe they do.
Maybe we should like tell K-State to like recruit from Capen and stuff.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know if there really is a correlation, but like.
It's. I don't think. I think there is.
There could be.
The two best kickers in the NFL of all time, the best they have, they both have the highest, they have the two highest percentages of all time. Tucker just being barely over Bucker.
They're
both Catholic.
Traditional Catholic men.
Yeah. And we don't know much about Tucker's Catholicism, but trust me, we know a ton about Bucker.
I rock with Bucker.
I do too. I like Bucker. Some of the stuff just about the Catholic Church I don't agree with, but like all the other stuff, yeah.
But I rock with it.
Yeah.
He was taken way out of context.
100%. 100%. Let's move into Dak Prescott becoming the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. What the heck?
He's not good.
I saw this interview this morning, right before the Steelers game started, with Dak Prescott and some guy, and they were like talking about him. And Dak Prescott, I mean, honestly, he's a great dude from everything I've heard, but he plays for the Cowboys, so how great of a dude could he be? And he was talking about how, and the lady who was interviewing was like, we should manifest you winning the Super Bowl. And so,
guys, that's not how that works. That's
not happening. And he was talking about like the ghosts of the 90s Cowboys like haunting the Cowboys now, which is just true, frankly. But those ghosts are going to continue to haunt you because you're going to continue to lose in the playoffs. You may have had your best season last year, and you may have a great season this year. And you're a good quarterback overall. But frankly, winning is all that matters.
Jordan Love's sprained MCL will run all over you in the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll get to that after we
talk about the Thursday night, the season opener, Chiefs Ravens. Very eventful game.
Yeah.
Even more eventful finish to the game.
Mm-hmm. I missed the first half. I watched the whole like recap, like the condensed version of the game, but I missed the first half because I was playing in a football game, high school football.
Levi, how'd that go?
I'm not going to talk about that, but
41-17, 17-41.
No, what was 14 it? Something?
14? It was 14-41.
I don't know what their score was, but it got called. They called the game early. But that went bad. But
we bounce back.
We'll get our get back.
Homeowner, home it. Opener.
When I got there, I was like, "This is the field where my brother broke his arm," because it was. That was an eventful day back in 2000, probably what 6-17. Dak, or we're talking about the Chiefs. Anyways.
Xavier Worthy, sleeper.
Most people are saying good things, but there are a select few who are saying he's overhyped, and I just disagree.
He was never meant to be the center of anything.
No, he's right? Not. But I don't know. I like his speed, and I like, And obviously his two touchdowns, one of them was on a broken coverage and most people would get that touchdown every day of the week. And then the other one, and it was great play design by Andy Reid, and he knew what was going to happen. If you watch the clip beforehand, he's like, he was like watching the field right before the catch, and he's like, oh, shoot, this is where he's about to get this ball in his head. This is what he's thinking. And, but then, and then Worthy does on a broken coverage because of the play design. He had the running backs out wide, both running backs out wide, and it confused the defense. And so the cornerback thought that there was a safety there to pick up Worthy, and there just wasn't. So broken coverage, but it was a great catch. Easy touchdown, but the other touchdown, he had to run it in.
The little handoff.
The running touchdown. Mm-hmm. That one was a little bit more difficult, and if he didn't have that speed, and it was blocked perfectly, but if he didn't have that speed, he's getting tackled. And people were saying, "Who, if he does, if he anybody could get make that touchdown because it was blocked perfectly," are wrong, frankly, because, I mean,
he's fast. He's quick.
He's so fast.
I don't know. I don't understand it. I mean, you can't. The guy's just getting praise for one game. No one expected him to do anything great, and then he did something. He had a really impactful game week one, and people are praising him for it, and it's immediately saying overhype, overhype, overhype. I don't think he had much hype going into the. I mean, obviously, we had. What's the word? Good. We had good thoughts. We thought he was going to be good this year, but there was nothing about like he's going to be the standout. He's going to replace Tyreek Hill. He's going to be Tyreek Hill V2. Yeah. We expected a solid rookie season out of him.
Did he have a crazy game? No. He scored two touchdowns, yes, but he only had two receptions and he had one carry. But he scored a touchdown on a, and he had to run a ton, but, and it was an easy touchdown, but still, when you have all these weapons, just like, it's hard, it's like, Rice is the guy. Rice is 100, Rice and Kelsey are the guy, and who knows how much of the guy Kelsey will be this year.
Yeah, I think it's Noah Gray and like these kind of background characters that are going to be the guys getting open all year.
Yeah, because these other people get taken away from, and like because they're these guys who are the big names and who have all the stats, they're the ones getting covered, but these other guys are still good. I mean, we see this with not last year's Chiefs, but the Chiefs year before that. It was the same thing. All these guys could catch the ball, and they were good enough, and so they could spread the ball around. Honestly, spreading the ball around is more important, in my opinion, than being able to throw to one guy who's really, really good. And Rice is also really, really good, so that was also helpful.
Yeah, I saw it. I mean, first game of the season, I was expecting a little bit more out of Kelsey. I fell asleep midway through the fourth quarter, so I didn't get to finish the game. But I mean, he had like three or four receptions by the time I went to sleep. And I saw Noah Gray catching the ball a lot, and I mean, he was getting open. And it's like they had Kelsey on clamps, and there's nothing Kelsey can really do about it when he's the sole focus of the defense. I mean, it gives these other guys opportunities to step up and prove themselves. Like we saw that, obviously we've seen that in the past few years. Like Juju, obviously in that controversial call against the Eagles Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He stepped up. I mean, Kelsey did step up that game, to be honest. Yeah,
speaking of Juju.
He's washed.
I knew in this coming into the season he wasn't going to be good, but I think he will do better than he did against when he was with the Patriots. Still, I do think. But he didn't catch a single ball, and he dropped one in the end zone, and he should have caught that ball. But it's okay. He'll bounce back. He won't have a great season this season, and he'll be the bottom of the depth chart every time. But we'll see how the season goes. And K-State guy, FAU, I think he had a great game. Felix.
Oh, Felix. Felix.
He had a great game, I think. He's improved a ton
really
from last
improved,
year.
Yeah. I mean, I was excited to see him. My dad obviously goes crazy. He sees anyone K-State.
Yeah.
He goes crazy. I mean, super excited. It's like oh, that was Felix that made the tackle.
Yeah.
And I saw that a lot more than...
than last year.
Than last year, yeah.
And I mean, and he improved throughout last year, too. And it's hard because that defensive line is so deep on the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of guys, but I think he had a great game.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I heard FAU and it haunted me back. Nate Aubrey, if you're listening, they haunt me to this day. What? The Elite Eight.
What?
The Elite Eight with Keontae Johnson.
I don't know.
Marquise Noel, they lost to FAU.
Oh. Yeah.
Haunts me to this day.
Yeah.
It was sad. Very sad.
Sorry, Nate.
Yep. Sorry, Mr. Aubrey.
I mean, yeah, Mr. Aubrey, my bad. If we get you on, we're calling you Nate, though. Maybe.
Maybe.
If it's Jake, we're definitely calling him Jake, though. 100%. He can't do anything about it.
To get to the end of that game, the very end of the Chiefs-Ravens game, you had, let's just go through the first down, second down, third down, fourth down sequence. On that last drive. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we can talk about how at the end of the game, it ended with
the Isaiah Likely.
Isaiah Likely, obviously.
Is it Lively?
Likely. Isaiah Likely. He played way better than Mark Andrews, and that disappointed me because Mark Andrews on my team doesn't matter. I'm still cooking in fantasy this week because – I think I had, like, multiple guys with, like, 25-plus points. Mm-hmm. But Isaiah Likely catches the ball in the end zone, but his toe hits the out of the end zone, and they call it a no catch, which it is technically by the rule. And then the Ravens were very salty about that, and you can hear that in their press conferences. Lamar still thinks it's a catch. Likely was trashing on the Chiefs a little bit. And then if you go to the play before that, Lamar's throwing the ball to
Zay Flowers
in the end zone. And
throws it straight behind him.
So what happened was Zay Flowers wasn't the read there, and he was not supposed to be open. But he was
streaked across.
But he was wide open, and it threw him off. But honestly, there's no excuse. He threw a terrible ball, and he was throwing. He did not throw the best that game entirely. Zay Flowers is still pretty good, but
yeah. And then you have on that second down play, Isaiah Likely, the. Little route to the corner of the end zone, overthrown just a little bit. I mean, he literally, Lamar has him. He doesn't overthrow that ball.
Yeah, and honestly, Lamar made some mistakes that cost them the game. He wasn't the only one,
yeah.
Clearly. But what saved the Chiefs is getting to that 2-minute warning when Mahomes caught his own ball.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't do that, then they have a better chance. They have way more time to get down to the end zone, and they potentially score a touchdown. And what's his Harbaugh was planning on going for two. Who knows what happens there? I don't think they get it, honestly.
I'm watching the film right now. There's no one within 5 yards of Zay Flowers.
Yeah, I know. He wasn't supposed to be open, but still, it's crazy.
I mean, he calls for that ball when he's still.
Yeah. Lamar, I think he was going through it a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's that those late game situations are hard, but still,
I mean,
he's wide
open.
Especially
the fact he wasn't the read. I mean, he popped his head up some.
Yeah, and Lamar was surrounded. He was trying to scramble out of the pocket, and he was trying to run around and
give Chris Jones whatever money we need to give him.
We already did.
I know, but give him whatever he needs, bro.
I think Henry, his first drive was crazy. He scored that touchdown, but
he's not shifty, bro.
He's not. I think we shut down that run pretty well, actually.
The Chiefs defense is good.
Yeah, and McDuffie, he let one catch. He let Zay Flowers have one catch for 19 yards in the first quarter, and the rest of the game, he didn't let any, he let like two people get a catch for the rest of the game or something like that. I forgot what the stat line was.
I mean, I just can't imagine. I can't imagine a Chiefs team that still has Snead. That's an elite, almost all-time defense.
Yeah, and frankly, we don't have – we can't have him because
– cap.
We don't have the money.
Yeah, cap, yeah.
And we wouldn't be able to pay these other guys on the defense, like Tranquil and all these other guys who are a big part of the defense. But I think they played well. But, yeah. Do we want to – let's go ahead and let's move on to
the – swing to the Friday night game.
The Friday night game. Packers-Eagles. What's your thoughts initially?
You know, I'm not a huge NFL guy, but I do like the Packers. I'm not a religious follower. I like to cheer them on Sundays or Fridays or whatever. And I like Jordan Love. I like Christian Watson. I like the team. I don't like the Eagles. And I was disappointed.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's life. Disappointing end to early end to a season for Jordan Love. He is not going to be out for the whole season, but it's just early.
He won't be out for very long. No, he just sprained like
6 weeks.
He sprained it.
Well, sprained is the same thing as a minor tear.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about
Cooper Matthews, shout you out.
Yeah, he'll be that's rough. It sucks. And I mean they had big like hopes and goals for this season, and to see your franchise quarterback potentially for the next couple years get out this early on, I mean, with like 16 seconds left of the game, it sucks.
We'll bounce back, I think.
But yeah,
I think they'll find themselves in a wild card game.
They can make the playoffs.
Yeah,
as long as they don't stink it up for however long he's out for.
If they can go 500 for, I mean, it's probably 6 weeks, so till week seven. If they go 500, so they end up, what, 3-4?
Sounds about right. Yeah.
I mean, yes. That's not terrible. That puts them in a position with Jordan Love
they can
comes
come,
back
yeah.
strong.
Wins the rest of the games. That's hard.
That's
It'll
hard.
Still I mean, be hard.
They have a few... There's a few, like, games in there they might whiff up, but I think they still could find themselves in a NFC wild card game.
Yeah. He had a pretty good game. Hurts had a great game, and so did Love. They both threw for... Love threw for 260 yards. He didn't have his best game ever. He threw for two touchdowns and an interception, but Hurts threw for 278 yards for two touchdowns and two interceptions. Their stats are almost identical. They both had great games, and I think Jordan Love's the better quarterback, frankly, than Hurts. But Hurts or the Eagles came back from this would have been their seventh game in a row losing if they lose this game. Last season, they stunk it up near the end.
I mean, they have more weapons. They have more offensive weapons than the Packers do.
Derrick Henry's a beast. Or not Derrick Henry. Saquon Barkley's a beast. Three total touchdowns. It helps when you have a line.
Yep, it does.
He scored six touchdowns last season. He scored half that amount in one game. He might be the top running back this season. He could be. He might be better than CMC this year. We'll see, but he had a great game. Let's move on. Let's go to Bengals versus Patriots.
Kind of a stunner.
Patriots won that one.
Patriots win.
The Bengals always stink it up at the beginning, honestly. But, I mean.
It's kind of expected.
It wasn't expected that they would lose to the Patriots, though. The Patriots are trash. They're still trash. Their running back went crazy, though. I mean, let's be real.
Bro, they have Joe Milton on their roster. Of course they're going to win that game.
Joe Milton.
Tennessee, baby. Tennessee native.
For real. Maybe they need a – I still think they need Zappy.
He's a solid quarterback.
Yeah.
The swing to the let's just go to something random here. Miami. The Dolphins in Tyreek Hill pregame, detained.
Yes.
But still plays the game.
Yeah. That's crazy. But he went off today, honestly. But I was that's I think if he doesn't get arrested, he doesn't play that good of a game.
It hyped him up.
One catch for he had a catch 80 for 80 yard. He had an 80-yard touchdown pass. I think that's the longest touchdown pass on the season so far, I believe.
Probably.
It was crazy. I mean, he's fast. Speedy fast, and he has hands, and he can route run. But, yeah. Good game. Dolphins come back. I mean, it was a close game the whole game. I was kind of hoping they would have tied so I could get some more fantasy points. But it's whatever.
Steelers-Falcons?
Steelers-Falcons. Field starting was a surprise this morning.
Russell Wilson with the
I get out of church. I get out of church and I look at my phone and first notification pops up is Fields is going to start. He looked nervous back there, honestly, when I was watching. I don't know what you saw, but to me he looked very nervous. He played okay.
Later on in the game, he seemed more
composed. He did. He had some good throws. He had that one throw to Pickens that was called back because he pushed off, and they called it OPI. That should have been a no call, in my opinion. But, yeah.
Who needs touchdowns?
For real.
On the other hand,
18-10.
On the other hand, no Kirk touchdowns. Cousins.
He looked so comfortable in that pocket. That first half was scaring me so much, because that first half he was just throwing. He was so comfortable in that pocket. But yeah, I think the defense just went crazy the second half. I talked about this last week. The Steelers defense, they are a master at takeaways. They may not have the best rushing defense. They may not have the best passing defense, and they do have good for both of those, but may not be the best. But they can take away the ball, and they can sack the quarterback. And there were several times where T.J. Watt sacked had I think he had two turnovers that got called back. But yeah, T.J. Watt had a good game.
Yeah, we'll go to. Titans Bears, Caleb Williams, I guess regular season debut, and they were down. They started off down 17-0, came back and won 24-17. Not a huge fan of Caleb Williams, but I think he played a solid game today, especially for a rookie quarterback.
Yeah,
I mean he was 14-29, not great, 93 yards, no touchdowns.
He'll have better games this season. I think the defense saved them. But I saw Simone Biles, her husband, who used to play for the Packers, now plays for the Bears, picked up a muffed punt and ran into the end zone for a touchdown. That was pretty cool.
Will Levis, on the other hand, kind of had a stinky game.
Yeah. I think the Titans, though, they have a good defense.
They'll be fine. I don't know if they make the playoffs, but
I mean, they have Snead back there. They got some new guys who are pretty good. And then Broncos versus Seahawks.
Eventful ending.
Eventful. It started off crazy, and then the Seahawks just took it away after the halftime.
kind of an event. I mean, the fourth quarter, I mean, Bo Nix, he had a mix-up of a game. I mean,
well, they had the Broncos had two safeties at the beginning. I mean, they tackled the whoever. I wasn't paying attention that close, but I heard they had two safeties in the end zone. So that's 4 points. I mean, that's and they get the ball. That's why they were up at half. But if they don't, they lost. But they played better than they should have. But yeah.
And then we'll give our Monday Night Football predictions.
Yes. All right. So Monday. How about before this, we predict what's going to happen the rest of this Rams Lions game. Right now, it's 7 minutes into, or there's 7 minutes left in the second quarter. The Rams kicked a field goal, and the Lions kicked a field goal. Very eventful.
Rams are driving.
Yeah, they're going down the field fast. Hopefully, we can get some scoring to all happen.
Right. If I'm going to say it right now, if one of us makes the correct prediction, the other one donates $20 to charity every time. To the charity of the other person's choice.
What? Okay.
All right, what is your prediction?
Lions win. The score, my score.
Mm-hmm.
17-13.
Okay. I'm going to say the floodgates open a little bit in the second half. Obviously, I'm going to go Lions here. I'm going to go 27-21.
Yeah, I could see both of those happening.
Yeah. Not 20.
20?
Yeah.
27-20?
27-20.
Rams kick another field goal, then they score a couple touchdowns, and then they score two touchdowns, and then Lions take it away.
That's, you heard it here. So Levi has, you say 17-13?
17-13 Lions.
And I have 27-20 Lions. If one of us gets it right, the other one donates $20 to charity.
I agree. Let's move to Monday. Monday Night Football. Tomorrow night. The Jets are playing the Niners.
Oh, it's going to blowout.
Jets defense is pretty good, but
it's going to be a blowout. I pray for Aaron Rodgers' Achilles here. I really do like Aaron Rodgers, but I just don't see him holding up. If they do, they do, they do.
Yeah. I think the Jets can win. Anybody can win in the NFL, but the Niners are probably going to win, frankly. It's at Levi's Stadium. Aaron Rodgers is just coming off a torn Achilles. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's crazy we have two quarterbacks coming off torn Achilles this season and starting week one. That doesn't happen very often.
Not at all.
Yeah,
I'll go.
The Niners are projected 63 – or the – are. Have a 63% chance of winning.
I'll go my score here. Can I say my score?
Go ahead.
I'll go 37-23. Niners.
The Niners are only -5.5 to win.
Surprising money line. We got some New York mob mafia bosses betting on this game.
Yeah, I think Niners win. What was your score?
I said 37-23.
37-23. I'll go Niners win 32-26.
Fair score.
Yeah. All right. Want to finish off with some.
Well, I guess we can go to the random WNBA segment.
The Angel, WNBA.
Angel Reese. Wrist injury, out for the season.
That's
it's rough for the Chicago Sky. Yeah,
and LeBron is defending Caitlin Clark. Because you got their, they got their little beef a little bit.
Yeah.
LeBron defended Caitlin Clark. When the whole internet is, or the whole woke internet is defending Angel Reese. Or is saying Angel Reese is better, even though she's clearly not.
Angel Reese is terrible. She the only reason she has those rebounding records is because she misses so much.
Can't have rebounds if you don't miss.
Dude, she'll just throw it off the backboard, catch it. Throw it off the backboard, catch it. Throw it off the backboard, get her own rebounds.
That reminds me of a upwards basketball one time. I was shooting. This is third grade, I think, or second grade. I stopped playing basketball in third grade. I shoot the ball. It bounces off the rim. I catch it. I spin around and shoot it in and make it. It's beautiful. But, I mean, Angel Reese is the same for real. Me and Angel Reese. I could have played in the WNBA when I was in third grade. Easily.
Just put you in that, put you in that height category, and I think you'd be fine.
Yeah.
Well, I think that'll wrap it up for you. And see you guys.
We bring the ball!
See you next time on episode 3. Thank you. We'll try to get a guest on. See you guys.